is preeminently the time to speak the truth, the whole truth, frankly and boldly. That the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Having a child with autism is one of the biggest challenges a parent has to face. At Autism Parenting Magazine, we know there are moments of sadness, anger, and exhaustion. Many times, you feel alone and need support from the autism community. That's why we created the award-winning Autism Parenting Magazine. Every month, we feature the latest coping strategies, therapies, and expert advice for autism parents to inspire and bring hope. Join over 37,000 readers today and get a free issue of Autism Parenting Magazine by going to autismparentingmagazine.com.
Escape on a vacation unlike anything you've ever imagined with one call to the experts at Dream Vacations Land and Cruise Travel. Prices have never been better. Mexico and the Caribbean are offering great vacation deals. Cruise lines have special promotional packages, and the cities of Europe are awaiting your arrival. Work with a travel agency that has your best interests in mind, all without any service fees. We are ready to arrange both your personal and business travel plans. Contact Dream Vacations Land and Cruise Travel today at 1-800-609-3012. That's 1-800-609-3012. Or visit justgreatvacations.com and get ready to discover the world.
Welcome back to AutismRadio.org, home of the world's first autism support radio network and proud 501c3 charitable organization, helping families challenged with autism every day get services they desperately need. Please help us make a difference in the autism community and find it in your heart to support 1 in 88 families in America today. Donate directly at autismdonation.org. Now, stay tuned for a special broadcast of Hope Saves the Day with autism activist, super dad and author of The Spectrum Diet, Master Chef and the Hope Man himself, your host, Paul Simmons.
Thank you for that great introduction. As always, it's great to be back on another edition of Hope Saves the Day. I'd like to welcome back to the program my co-host, Lynn Glukoff.
Hey, Paul. How are you today?
Good, Lynn. It's great to be back on the air with you again this week. We have a topic that's going to be coming up very shortly, our social media question of the week. I just wanted Lynn to touch upon that a little bit.
Well, I had a request from a listener who wanted to talk about the struggles that people have in finding a babysitter for their autistic child or individual. I think it's a great topic, and I think it's something that a lot of people, when we post things about babysitting and how hard it is to find a babysitter, we get a ton of responses because people really struggle with this, and it's a huge, huge issue in the community. It's very hard, I think, even with typical kids to find a babysitter, but when you have an autistic child, especially a severe autistic child, you have to be very, very careful who you choose to watch your child, and it's very hard. And I know a lot of people who use family members. That's great if a grandparent lives close by, or you know, you have somebody who knows your child's issues and is willing to deal with it. That's great. But you know, a lot of people don't have family that lives close by, and then what do you do? So, my suggestion, I know for us personally, we had used people in the school system that we knew that had worked with my son, who knew my son, who were willing to babysit. So I always suggest that to people, to maybe check within the school. Maybe there's an aide who's looking for extra money, someone that you really like, someone that your child really connected with, and always check your references no matter what, even if the person is good at school. You don't know, you know. But it's scary, you know, and a lot of people need that respite, you know, especially with a special needs child. You need to get out alone with your spouse and have some quiet alone time. I mean, for us, it's critical.
Absolutely. No, definitely. I mean, you know, it's funny, and most people know this by now, but Hope Saves the Day was created to allow people to be in their own home, listen to some great information, Pete, be a part of the community, get some inspiration, some information, you name it. That's kind of how it all started, because, you know, it's so hard to get a babysitter and find the time to go and go to these meetings. And that was kind of ironic question, because, like I said, that was kind of one of the whole premises of Hope Saves the Day being started from the get-go. You know, it's interesting because it's so true. We did a program with Autism Radio a few years back. We haven't done it recently, but we did Date Night, where we were giving away tickets to a show, providing a professional babysitter from either Montclair State, who is certified, you know, in child psychology or speech therapy or whatever it might be. And we would have a meet with the, you know, parents, and of course they had background checks and all that as well, just to assure the, you know, the parents a little bit of level of comfort with that. So, and it was a very successful thing. We haven't run the program in a couple years. I mean, we do it. We do offer services through Montclair of people that are, you know, interested in babysitting, and we have provided babysitters, but we haven't run the program in a while. And we'd like to get that started again, because I think it's so important. Like you said earlier, it's so important to get out and reconnect with your spouse. So
Actually, they have. It seems like there is some. I've had a couple of offers within our community here, of, you know, whether it be the school district, the school he's going to, or the camp has a date night. So it seems like people are recognizing the fact, certain groups are recognizing the fact that there is a need for this. You know, but again, you know, it's scary unless you know who is going to be watching your child. And, you know, depending on the level of care that they need, it's scary to just leave your child there. Even if it is a special needs school or camp or whatever, you know, you still need to know who's going to be watching, who specifically is going to be watching your child. So, it's a great service to offer. And I think it's something that I'm glad that we offer, you know, as Hope Saves the Day, we can offer it again. That would be awesome, I think, for the community. And I think people definitely need that.
Absolutely. I mean, we've provided it for individuals, but we were doing it on a larger scale, where we had like 30 families at one time we were providing the service for. We, you know, just weren't able to get a lot of our sitters all at once at the same time. We try to do add-ins, but we're reconnecting that and putting that program back together as we speak. As a matter of fact, one of the things I've been working on in the last couple of months. But it's a great thing, and we look forward to hearing from our listeners about that topic. That'll be up on our social media page. Be sure to go to Autism Radio, our Facebook page, look for Questions of the Week, and be a part of it, guys. Join the conversation, because you who answer it helps someone else maybe learn something or get a tip for something they're going through and looking for an answer for. So definitely be a part of the conversation. And also you can email us at questions@autismradio.org. And also use our toll-free number if you'd like to be on the air at 1-877-HOPE-777. Lynn, I'd like to get this out there real quick before we start the next topic. Our date is set for Casino Night 3. It's September the 23rd. It's going to be held at the new La Nieves Banquet Hall at 276 Belmont Ave in Haledon, New Jersey. It's going to be from 7 to 11. Tickets are going to be $75 per person. And we're going to have a great night. It's a great venue. We have some new activities going on this year. It's going to be a little bit different as we're getting our events. We want them to be better and better every year. So definitely going to be a lot more surprises, and it's going to be even more fun this year than the past 2 years, I think. So we're really looking forward to that. So definitely save the date, September 23rd, our Casino Night 3. Also looking for sponsors and volunteers to help get prizes, of course. We're always welcoming that. Anybody that like to help definitely could use the help. Also want to get out there. Don't forget, every other Friday night we have our Iron Temple martial arts program, which is going really well. definitely contact Autism Radio. You can email us at questions@autismradio.org if you have a child that you'd like to sign up for our program. So definitely reach out to us for sure. We have a great topic. I wanted to kind of put this together in a nutshell. You know, we talk about a lot of different topics, and sometimes I just want to say, you know, I'm proud of my son. And I think I've come across this way in many speeches. I've done a lot of public speaking at different events over the years. You know, and he might not be a swimming star or baseball, you know, or a football player or a hockey player. He has autism, but, you know, I'm proud of him. And there's really a lot of reasons why. You know, every morning I really enjoy him in the morning so much.
Aww.
You know, I like to kind of like get him on the bus. It's just, you know, obviously I always worry too because he has no way to communicate. It's definitely a scary thing for a parent that has a non-speaking child and not able to verbalize things. And, you know, he has a lot of sensory overloads, but he does have one of the most amazing smiles, and aww, he gives some of the greatest hugs. And you could just see, you know, in the morning, he's so confident. Like, the he gets on the bus, like, he almost, you know, owns the world, I like to say, because you can see he gets on a bus, he knows where to put his backpack, he takes his seat, he even waves every morning almost.
Oh, nice.
And puts on a seatbelt, and, you know, just so proud of
that's
him.
That's great,
know?
Yeah. That's great.
You know, and he's been doing that for a couple years now. Didn't always, you know, be that way, but it's just those little things mean so much, and it's like funny, he goes off to school, but I realize I miss him too at the same time. But I realize he's growing up, and he's, you know, he's becoming more mature. You know, and but we have great stuff, great times together. I make a point of taking him out in the community a lot. We go shopping, the two of us, and he helps me load the cart and also, you know, check out, and, you know, scan items. We go to the self-checkout if there's not a big line behind us. Usually we go after school. We try to take him, and, you know, there's not a lot of people, and he's able to scan items and watch it go down the, you know, the turn belt, and then he picks it up, puts it in the cart, and it's just a lot of fun stuff that we get to do that's very different, that I think, you know, parents that have autistic children get this message, because it's the little tiniest things that just make us so proud to see, you know, his strength and his resilience and you know, having less meltdowns and just learning to, you know, kind of work in the community, you know, and kind of find his place, you know. You know, he interacts with people. I mean, you know, sometimes he makes noises and he does stuff like that, but, you know, it doesn't, those things don't bother me. Years ago, I think it used to be a little bit, but now I said, no, that's him. He's happy, you know. As long as he's happy, I'm happy, and I think that's really what it's all about.
Oh, so much. I mean, so much of our happiness depends on our kids' happiness, and I couldn't agree with you more with that. I mean, when you see your kids smile and you see they're happy, it's especially, well, I guess both grandkids, but, you know, it's just, it makes your day. It's just like you could have a terrible day and you see your child happy and content and or doing something for our kids, even the littlest thing different, or, you know, see the progress. It just, it's just such a high that I think people with typical kids might not even fully understand the type of high that we go through when our kids achieve something that we never thought they would. You know, for instance, toilet training my son till he was 9 was like, you know, we thought he'd never do it. We were like, he's never going to get this, never. We thought the rest of his life he would need a diaper. But you know what? He got it. So like we always say on the show, we like to give people hope. And I think that that was one thing that we thought he would never do. I think within the last 2 or 3 years, he has progressed amazingly. Just the processing of his language has come in so much. There was a time when he didn't even understand what I was saying. I mean, I knew he really didn't fully understand. He understands so much more. He could sit through a movie now. He would never sit through a movie. A lot of it has to do with maturity. A lot of it has to do with getting the right services. But I honestly believe in my heart, and I dedicate this to my father, well, and my mother, but, you know, my father also really said, if a child knows that he's loved, that's the best thing that you can do for a child, is to love and accept them for who they are. And I tell that to parents a lot. You know, when I speak to them, people that have autistic children, and it's hard for us as parents sometimes to accept that our kids have certain limitations that other kids don't have. But you know what? You have to live with it. You have to accept it. And I think the more you embrace your child the way he or she is, the more they're going to progress. I think those are the kids that are the more resilient ones, and the ones who have more confidence in themselves that they can do more. If we believe in them, they're going to feel good about themselves. So, yeah, I agree with you. I'm so proud of my son. So proud of him all the time. And
you know,
I tell him.
It's so true, because you can see the difference when you have that excitement for them and tell them how proud of you are of them and how
Right. They're
doing such a great job, and just, you know, just give them some praise. I know we talked about this a while ago.
Praise and encouragement, right?
They do need it. And everybody
does need it. Yeah.
And I think, you know, one of the greatest things for me is like when he comes tearing off that bus and gives me a hug and grabs my hand, and you know, it's just like you said, you could be having the crappiest day, but
Right. It's
just like, you know, he's very happy. You know, our
Exactly. Kids
are usually pretty happy kids, you know. I mean, they have their moments.
Right, exactly.
But, you know, mostly I would say he has better moments than most people probably do in their normal day, you know, as
Right. Far
as being happy in his own world, you know. I mean, he, like I said, he has his moments, he'll have meltdowns and stuff, but, you know, he'll wake up most, I would say 90% of the time, he's happy in the morning. He likes getting up. He gets excited. He has his breakfast. He likes his routine, and that's really what it is.
Oh, in the morning, too, with Michael. Yeah, loves it. Can't wait to get out.
They love the routine. He gets dressed. He puts on his clothes. He gets his shoes. He gets his jacket. He gets his backpack. He's ready to go, and he's literally pulling me out the door to go.
It's
pretty cool.
That's a lot of parents, that the kids on the, especially with the kids on the spectrum, that they enjoy that routine, especially when they don't have it. We talked about this before. When they don't have it, it's difficult for us as parents, because they do enjoy school so much. It keeps them busy, and you know, and it fulfills their day. And they're, you know, it's harder when they're off and they don't have friends, and they don't have play dates, and they don't have activities. It makes it really difficult for us.
Yeah.
So to have them engaged. In fact, this long weekend I had with Michael, I saw that he was starting to get bored, and I just took him to the gym, and I was so proud of him. He did an hour at the gym with me, two different machines, and he was like so happy. And it was just like, I was really, really proud of him, because he's never done that long with me at the gym. I mean, literally did two different machines, each for 25 minutes. And that was like just something I never thought he'd ever do, you know, ever.
Absolutely.
And it gave us something to do together, and he was really happy, and it made me happy. And but yeah, they need to be stimulated, and they need to be told. And I find, and those of you who have other children other than the autistic one, it makes it harder sometimes to praise the autistic child, because you're so busy with the other one. I find it makes it hard to balance sometimes, because sometimes I forget to tell Michael, oh, I'm so proud of you, or oh, you're so fantastic, because I'm so busy with the other one talking up a storm. It's really tough as a parent to try to balance that out when you have a typical child and an autistic child, or some people have three kids or four. I'm like, how do they even do that? I don't know, but it's very, very hard. But we have to remember that even if our kids aren't verbal, they still need that praise, and they're not able to say it sometimes. So, but I think it's crucial. I mean, I see Michael when I tell him, his whole face lights up, because I don't say it as much as when he was the only child, he got it all the time. But now that I have another one, he doesn't get it as much as he used to. So it's critical.
Right. No, absolutely. You know, it's just, I think, you know, when they exceed our expectations, it's mm-hmm. amazing, you know, and they might do something little where just pouring themselves a drink from the refrigerator,
uh-huh.
you know, that's a huge thing, and they don't spill it, you know.
Right. Huge.
That's a big deal. And I get so full of like love and happiness when I see
Right. Him
do that. I'm like, oh my God, you know, did you see, like, you know, I'm like bragging about it. Oh, he just poured himself, you know, a glass of milk, and he didn't spill one drop, and, you know, and
Right. He
put, and then he put his glass.
And people with, you know, severe autistic kids would get, you know.
Well, he's doing some pretty cool stuff, which is even better than my daughter, is he actually, after he's done, he'll rinse out his stuff, put it in the
uh-huh.
dishwasher. My daughter won't even do that.
Sweet.
So if I can get my daughter to maybe follow him a little bit, it'll
exactly.
be a little bit better. You know, but he's very regimented, and you know, some of that I really like. I really enjoy seeing him. You know, it's like, and it sounds weird maybe a little bit, but I enjoy watching him do things.
Right.
I actually like to step back and just watch him. And that sounds weird maybe a little bit, but
I
find so much joy when I see him doing something and I can see it in his eyes that he knows, hey, I know what I'm doing. I can do this, you know, and he's like, watch me, you know, and you can tell he has those moments. I mean, he walks our dog every day after school. It's a routine. You know, it was one of those things everybody thought I was crazy that, oh, my God, the dog's going to run away. You know, he doesn't really like dogs, you know, and but, you know, he looks forward to that. After school, he goes and gets the dog leash and puts it on the dog now, which he didn't do right away. He used to make me force my hand to put the leash on. Now he actually clips the leash onto the collar of the dog, and he does it himself, and he walks the dog, and he doesn't pull a dog when the dog's making pee-pee and poopy. You know, he actually waits and sees him go, and then he knows. He's watching. It's so funny to watch his face. He's looking down like, okay, she's still peeing, and okay, she's done now. Now she can go. And it's just like he knows, and it's just so cool to watch that. And you know, my like you said, neurotypical kids and other parents that have neurotypical children, they don't understand all that. That's like very exciting because that means he's processing a lot of information there.
Mm-hmm.
He's understanding what's going on, what his job is, and what, because after the dog's done, he brings her in. So he knows, like, when she's done going, okay, now it's time to come in. And he knows exactly what he's supposed to do. And he comes in, he takes the leash off, takes his shoes off, he washes his hands, and then he goes and has a snack or something. But, I mean, he has that routine. And it's like, I don't have to do anything. I just watch him. I basically just supervise now. It's amazing that he goes and does all these little tasks on his own. And it's just, you're just so proud of him. And it's really a cool thing to see, I think. And a parent that has an autistic child totally 100% gets where I'm coming from.
Oh, yeah. And I've read several times, just reminds me of things that I read online about, you know, we can learn from our autistic kids how to be kind, how to be, if our minds were the way theirs work, they're just happy to be loved and accepted and they want just simple things in life. And sometimes you look at them and you say, look, you know, you can learn, all of us can learn from our own children, well, even typical children, but, you know, how life can be so pleasant if you just concentrate on the simple things and that make them happy. You know, we should all be like them in some ways, you know. I mean, this is such a society of want, me, you know. And they're just content to do their thing and be loved and accepted. And I kind of wish the whole world was like that. We could all learn from them, I think.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, I feel like sometimes he's my hero, you know.
Exactly,
and I'm very, very proud of him, you know.
I agree with you.
He just makes us proud in so many ways. It makes us better people, too.
Yeah, exactly. You know, oh, sure. Yeah,
definitely. You know, our kids don't have any hatred or jealousy or even an evil thought in their mind. You know,
they just
love everybody and treat everybody the same. And it really taught me in reality to be even a better person than I already was.
Yeah.
And I think that's the biggest thing that I see and
I
talk to a lot of parents. They, you know, they do.
Yeah. You see things differently. You become a better person. And I think for me also personally, I became a lot stronger, so much stronger. Like people that know me from before my son was diagnosed to now, they wouldn't even know I was the same person. I mean, because you also become your child's voice and you become your child's advocate. And that also makes you a stronger person. And your child makes you want to fight for them because you love them so much.
Right. No, that's true. That's very true. So, but we thank, you know, our listeners as always, Lynn. You know, this is just something nice to talk about once in a while. And I think, just want to hear from you guys, you know, on any of these topics that we talk about, feel free to drop us a line at questions@autismradio.org or use our toll free number at 1-877-HOPE-777. It's open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can leave a message any time of the day, whether you have a question or maybe you're struggling with something. You know, reach out to us. You know, we will try to help you as best we can and want you to know that you're not alone in your journey. So there's moments where we all feel very overwhelmed and go through that. And we all have been there and done that. So we just want you to know that we're here for you every week. So thank you for your continued support and tuning in to Hope Saves the Day every week on autismradio.org. And be sure to check out any new things that we got going on. We do have some jewelry for sale, custom jewelry. So definitely go to autismradio.org to check it out. It's called Cool Charms. We partnered with them. They have personalized pendants, and you can really show your inspiration is one of their slogans. They have some really cool stuff, and it's holiday time, so it's a great time to get a piece of jewelry. So go to autismradio.org and buy your pendant today. You can give it as a gift or buy it for yourself or buy it for your daughter or your sister or whoever it might be. It's just a really cool customized jewelry. So definitely couldn't check it out. Don't forget also we have our My IDs. We partnered with them. We have the bracelets all available, which provide a lot of information for your health, and it can be accessed anytime, anywhere. We have bracelets, we have sticker kits, and the mobile app as well. So be sure to check that out. Also, don't forget, we have snap laces, which are really helping so many people in the autism community gain independence by not having to tie their shoelaces. I just got a couple of great testimonials recently, how a mom had a 15-year-old son and could never tie his shoes, and she was just really getting sick and tired of the Velcro. She had tried some other laces systems, but it's more permanent. They don't really come off, whereas these are able to actually come off, and her son was able to take off his shoes, where the other ones she had to actually like disconnect it and take it off. It was a little more involved. It wasn't as user-friendly. So she loved this product, and we're happy to bring it to you guys. And, you know, we're offering a 20% discount, and you can go to snapplaces.com/hope, and, of course, enter HOPE20, and you receive special pricing. So, but Lynn, as always, we'd like to thank everyone for the continued support here on the program on Autism Radio and Hope Saves the Day. We'd like to wish everyone a great week. And remember, until next time, everybody, hope saves the day. Goodbye, everyone.
Every time I see your smile, I wonder what you feel. Every time you laugh or cry, I wonder if it's real. You seem trapped inside. Please help me understand, what is your world like? I want to feel your love. I want to know what it's like to laugh and play. Imagine a thought that you cannot feel, a tear trapped inside. Imagine a sound that you cannot make, no matter how hard you try. I want you to know how I'm feeling. I want you to know how it feels to be me. I wish you could look into my world and see how I see. Hold my hand and remind me to hold on to hope each day. Let this song be my voice. Remember, hope saves the day. I want to show you what I see. What kind of life will I have? What's in store for me? Don't be afraid, just love and hold me. I can be all that I can be. With your love I can do anything. With your love I can see the world. Like rays of light shine upon me, inside of me, yeah. Then you are right by my side. I will love you till the end of time. Hold my hand and remind me to hold on to hope each day. Let this song be my voice. say.